Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Bava Kamma. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 1,394th daf in Shas. Every once in a while when we've made an error in keeping track, because we don't have the tally in front of us every day, and my focus, of course, is to try to understand the daf and what not the number that we're up to in Shas. So someone has emailed me, chaimeisenstein@gmail.com, with the correct daf. In fact, it's a tremendous nachas to keep in touch and see, meet, and hear from those who are, I described it to somebody as chavrusas, that I feel like every single one of us learns bechavrusa, in the sense that this is not a shiur that I give. I sit in front of the Gemara for a few minutes when I have time between my responsibilities as a melamed to read the Gemara with myself and share it with anybody else who wants to learn with me bechavrusa. And this is has become something very, very special in my life, as in the lives of many others who are zocha to do the Daf Yomi. Today's Daf Gimel is going to discuss different tolados of avos. Of course, our meseches begin arba avos nezikin, and the Gemara is in the middle of processing a question of toldosan kayotze behen or not. To review, on Daf Beis, the Gemara pointed out that there are some avos that when they have tolados in some areas of Shas, there the tolados are kayotze behen, that there's no difference between an av and a tolda. For example, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's an Isur D'Oraisa to violate the tolada just like an av, and practically there really is no difference between them in terms of the nature of the chiyuv. Or do we say toldosein lav keyotze ben when it comes to nezikin, like the case of Tumah v'Tahara, where we learned on the top of Beis on Beis, important halacha that we should all know, and that is that an av hatumah is going to be mitame kelim, as well as another person, but a tolada, rishon l'tumma, will only be mitame ochlem mashkin, and not mitame adam v'kelim. So that's told the same, lav keyotzeb. What's the story in regards to avos of nezikin? So yesterday's daf concluded with the statement that tolda the karen is kekaren, four lines from the bottom, and now on our daf we're going to examine, our daf will be about the other avos tolados, the other avos and tolados, and that is Shein, Regel, and Bar. We're going to have some important halachos about them, and the motivation, though, we're not going to really get into the detail of the avos malachos, which is one of the challenges of how they learn in the yeshivas, because in the yeshivas they teach the boys beautifully to be ma'ayin in Gemara, Rashi, Tosas, and Rishonim, and Achronim, but really in terms of understanding the Avos and Tolados, the Gemara yet is not at the point that it's understanding the Avos and Tolados, but rather what the Gemara is doing is just trying to figure out if Toldosan Kayotze Ben or not. Along the way, the Gemara gets into a lot of details. So that's why Daf Yomi is so important, to get a picture of the Masechta. So the Gemara is going to discuss some details without the goal yet of getting to the bottom of the Halachos of the Avos and the Tolados, but some of the avos, as well as tolados of Shein, Regel, and Bar, to get to the question of toldosein kayotze ben or not kayotze ben. And the Gemara will give us the halachos of Bar, difference between a Bar that's 9 tfachim and a Bar that is 10 tfachim. And ultimately, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the big issue that we had alluded to, and that is the third case in the Mishnah of Mave. What is Mave? Is Mave Adam or is Mave Shein? And then finally, we're going to discuss Eish, and then the Gemara will go back to the mass of Machlokis of what is Mave, the opinion of Rav, as being Adam, and Shmuel, the opinion being Shein, and the explanation for their position. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up four lines from the bottom of Bez and Bez, we had left off. Ela Tolada de Karen ke Karen. The Tolada of Karen is exactly like Karen, and since it is the same, so there, told us in our Kayotze Ben, but we got to go to the other Talados and see what the story is with the other Talados as well. V'chi kamar Rav Papa, maybe when Rav Papa suggested on the top of Beis on a Beis, five lines from the top, Yeshmen, Kayotze Ben, Yeshmen, Lav Kayotze Ben, Ashen V'regel. Then he was talking about Shein V'regel. So Gemara analyzes, Shein V'regel Hechiksi. Where do we have Shein and Regel, an animal eating and an animal trampling with its legs that one has to pay? Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, Let's take a look at that pasuk. It's very important, particularly in the beginning of the Masechta, to be familiar with the psukim. The pasuk describes a mishpatim, someone who damages someone else's field. Ki yaver ish sada ocherem shmos chav beiz. Dalid, v'shilach es b'iro, he sends his animal, v'ir b'steacher, and it eats in another field. Meitav sadeo, meitav karma, yishalim, he has to pay from the best of the produce, as we've described before. So that's one pasuk. V'cheinu oimer, and the pasuk Yishayahu says, m'shalchei regel hashor v'achamar. Now the problem with the first pasuk is it's not clear who and what is doing the damage. So the pasuk says, v'shilach, and we see that referred to entirely in the pasuk in Yishayahu, m'shalchei regel hashor v'achamar, that we see that the regel refers to the trampling of the shor v'achamar, and the pasuk refers to the same root, shilach, shin lamed ches, so we see clearly that it refers to an animal trampling. Uvier, the pasuk we read also said, uvier b'steacher, and it will eat in another field. Chazal darshan, last line of bezum, bezu ashen. V'cheinu omer, we also see that the word bier means shein, kashe yivar hagolol ad tumay. That the pasuk describes in Melachim the word levayer as haglal. Now, the glal refers to shein, explains Rashi on the first line in Gimel Amid Aleph, because glal comes from the word legalot, to reveal. And a tooth is sometimes covered. If you parse your lips, then the tooth is covered. And if you smile, then the lips are separated from each other, and the teeth are seen when a person opens their mouth. And therefore, the word yivayer refers to something that is revealed, and something that's destroyed through something that's revealed, and that is through the teeth. Amar mar v'shilach zu agregel v'chenu am mishachei regel hashor v'achamor. Taimi dekas rachma mishachei regel shor v'achamor. If the Torah reveals to us what the meaning of a shilach means through the pasuk that we had seen in Yeshayo, mishalchei regel hashor v'achamor, so then we know that v'shilach refers to regel halavachi m'may muknesla. Otherwise, how would you have read the pasuk? Clearly, the Gemara says v'cheinu omer, two lines from the bottom, because the Gemara wants to say you're right. It's not so clear what v'shilach es bi'iro means. So what type of damage was done? Clearly it says ubi'er, it destroyed. So what type of damage would you have thought? E karen ksiv. If you think it might have been karen, we already learned v'chiyigach, v'chiyigof, that karen has already been described on yesterday's daf with sources. E shein, if it's shein, so in ksiv, we also have the pasuk of Uvier b'steyacher. So we already learned it. Says Gemara Yitzchak, we need all the psukim. Salkadaita chamina idi v'idi ashen. I might have thought that the whole pasuk, remember the pasuk that we saw, v'shilach, began with the following words. Let's do the whole pasuk. Ki yaver yisodo cherem, v'shilach es biro ubier b'steyacher. So we learned that ubier is in regards to shein. And kiyaver irsado cherem v'shilach esfiro is referring to regel. Says the Gemara that no, I would have thought the whole pasuk is referring to shein. Why do I need such a large pasuk with two references? Notice you have the v'shilach esfiro part, and you also have then the ubier. Why do you need both the resha and the seifa? I would have thought everything's talking about shein. Sakadat dechamina idividia shein. Both is talking about the animal eating. V'hod mechal yakarna, hodelo mechal yakarna. I might have thought that it makes a difference of whether the animal entirely eats the crop or does not eat entirely the crop. Kamash malon. So therefore, I would have thought that I need two psukim. So two passages to tell me shein de mechal yakarna, and the other to say tell me shein de lo mechal yakarna. Kamash malon, no. What we come to learn is that the first part of the pasuk is talking about regel, and the second part of the pasuk is talking about shein. Now the Gemara goes on to analyze shein. Amar mar, ubier zu ashein. When the pasuk says uvier, it's referring to shein, but there's another pasuk. V'chein uaymer, kashe yivar agolol ad tumo. The pasuk here is in Melachim Aleph that's describing as we had mentioned earlier. Time of the Katsar Rachmana Kashivara Hagal Atumai, as we had explained, the Torah tells us in Malachim Aleph that the Biur, the destruction, was taking place by a glal, which refers to a shein, despite the fact that we also have a pasuk uvir that we learn is shein. Halav hachi, I would have thought that the pasuk uvir is coming to tell us something else without the definition of yivar as haglal atuma. Halav hachi b'mayu kimnala, I would have thought e keren, maybe it's talking about keren ksiv. But that's already taken a pasuk. So why do I need another pasuk of Kashivar HaGalal to tell me Uvier is Shein? Iregel, okay, maybe Uvier is referring to Regel, Ksiv. But that was also already written in the pasuk because Vishilach is referring to Regel. Itzrich says, Gmar, no, I need both pasuk. That both the opening part of the pasuk of Vishilach as well as Uvir B'stei Acher is talking about Regel. Hod Ozel Mamela Hod Shalach Shluche. That there's a difference between whether the owner sent the animal to damage, then in such a case maybe he's chayv, but if the animal goes by himself, so then he'd be potter. Kamashmal, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, that he's chayev because the owner didn't watch the animal. Continues the Gemara to analyze. Vahashta du uki ashen. Now that we say that this pasuk of Uvir is referring to Shein, regel da ozom memela minalan, but we would add a havamina that you're only chayev if you sent the animal. We have two psukim that tell us that by Shein, you're chayev for both memela and then when you send it. But what about regel? How do we know when it comes to regel if the animal goes by itself that you're going to be chayev? Says Gmar Dumya de Shein. We compare it to Shein and we equate it with Shein, and the halacha is the same as Shein. Ma Shein, Loshna Shalach Shulchai, Loshna Dazma Mela, Afrega Loshna Shalach Shulchai, Loshna Azma Mela. We equate the two, and we say that they're going to have the exact same halachas. Since they're put in the same pasuk, we assume the halacha is the same. Taisus in Dibar Maskul Dumya asks a nice question. Taisus says that in general, when we say that there is a hekish in the pasuk, that the halachos are borrowed one from the other, that in generally is in regards to Iser. But when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, how do we know that you would go L'chumra? Some of the Rishonim would add that in general we have a rule, Safik Mamon L'kula. Taisus answers that in general, this rule of Makshin and Lechumra applies both by Iser and by Mamon. Yesterday we mentioned that in the yeshivas, they enjoy discussing whether the Iser to be Mazik relates to the Chiyuv of Mamon or they're two independent things. From this, Tosis would be Mashma that they're two independent things. Because Tosis says that the Iser and the Mamon are entirely separate. Gemara goes on, V'lichtov Rachmana V'shilach. Let the Pasuk just say, Vishilach velo boy ubir, and not mention even ubir, demashma regel, umashma shein. And we don't even need ubir to learn both regel and shein. Vishilach should be enough. Why? Mashma regel, the word vishilach has a connotation of regel, as we mentioned earlier, dichsiv, mishalche regel, ashar vachamor. Umashma shein, but the pasuk vishilach could mean two things, both regel and shein, because the word vishilach is used in reference to Shein as well. V'shen be'emos ha'shalach bom, that is in the Tochacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid, says that he will send animals after us. But notice the word ashalach, indicating that the word Shein is connected with Shin Lamed Ches, and therefore V'shalach could be referring to both Regel and Shein. Says Gemara, Ilav Kro Yiseira, if not for the added part of Ubir, which we say refers to Shein, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Oha, Oha, that the Pasuk is referring to either Regel or Shein. O Regel de Zeka Matzu. It's talking about Regel, and only Regel, because Regel is common. The animal is constantly walking and constantly trampling things. Sometimes walking and trampling in the street, and sometimes it goes into someone else's rishus and tramples over there. But it's constantly moving and walking, and therefore the hezek is common. And therefore I would have thought the pasuk is only talking about regel. Or, oh, shen diyesh hanol lazeka. Shen has a unique factor that the animal is enjoying itself. And because it enjoys itself, so then the animal has a stronger disposition to it. So in either case, regular or shame, there are studim, there are sides to say that they are unique, either because of zeka matzah or anola zeka, that you be chayiv. And therefore, I need another pasuk. Says the Gemara, michti shkulin hein. So what comes out is that they're different and unique. V'yavo shneim d'hai minayu mafkis. Which one are you going to take out? Mehai minayu mafkis is which one you're going to remove. Which one are you going to say the pasuk is not talking about? There's no reason to choose shein over regal and regal over shein. Each one of them are unique. And therefore, since you don't know which to take out, so then we would learn that the pasuk is talking about both of them. So once again, our question remains, why do we need two psukim? Itzrich, says the Gemara, no. Sal kadai techamina hani mili hecha dishluchei, dishluach shluchei. Another explanation why we need both psukim, both the pasuk Mashiach and Ubir, is I might have thought that it only applies if we would only have the first part of the pasuk Vishilach, then we would have thought it's only if the owner sent the animal to damage. I've also made a low, but if it goes on its own, so then in such a case, maybe the halacha would be that he's potter, kamashmalan. That's why we need both the pasuk of Vishilach and Ubir to tell us that you're chayiv in both instances. The Gemara continues, 15 lines on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, Tolada Deshein Mahi. Let's keep in mind, why were we bringing up the sources for Shein and Regel? We're trying to set up what are the Tolados of Shein and Regel to get back to an understanding of Rav Papa on the top of Beis on the Beis, that Toldosein are Kayotze Ben and Lav Kayotze Ben when it comes to Hezek. So talada de shein mahi, what is a talada of shein? Nischachacha bekosel, if it rubs against the wall, la nasa, to enjoy it. In other words, an animal sometimes is feeling, needs a scratch. And even though it has nothing to do with eating, but the act of doing something by an animal for its own enjoyment, its own hana, is a talada of shein. So if the animal is rubbing against the wall and thereby is mazik, or vitinfa peros la nasa, it walks on peros because it enjoys it. There's the playful side of the shore. So then in such case, that's tolada de shein. Maishna shein diyeshanola zekum moncha ushmarasa alecha. Just like when it comes to the animals eating, there's hana for it and the owner owns it and is responsible to guard it. Hani nami, in these cases as well, these two cases, is chacha, because rubbing against the wall of tinfa pears and plopping on top of fruits, yeshan alazeko moncha unshmarasa lecha, they're the same. And the properties are the same, and the halachos are the same. Elo talada deshein kishein. So then once again, just like by Karen, we said told of the Karen is kikaren, so too told of the shein is kishein. So now we'll try another case when Rav Papa said that there are times that Toldosein are lav kiyotzeben, not Tolada de Regel. It's referring to the Tolada de Regel. Tolada de Regel mahi, what is a Tolada de Regel? Hizika begufa, if it damages with its body derech ilucha, while it's walking. The critical part over here is that Regel is walking, and the Tolada Regel is also walking. Bisa'ara, with its hair derech ilucha, bishlif, with its saddle, she'ala, b'prumya she'bepia, its harness in its mouth, bizug she'betzavara, or the bell around its neck. In all cases, the animal is moving, it damages, that's regel. Is it tolosan keyotzeben or lav keyotzeben? Says the Gemara, maishna regel, it's no different than the regel, class case of regel, of where it walks and tramples with its feet, of where it's walking. Dezeko matsui, it's common, umamoncho shmerasa olacha, and it's the belongs to the owner, and the owner needs to guard it. Hani nami hezeka matzu moncho shmarasan alecha. The same applies to the toladas of regel of hezeka begufa derechilucha b'saara b'shliv shalav b'prumya shebepia bezuk shebitzavara. In all those cases as well, hezeka matzu moncho shmarasan alecha elatolda de regel kiregel. It's also keyotzeben. So then what was the case where Rav Papa said they're lav keyotzeben? Can you use the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom? Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Papa, atolada de bor. It was talking about a tolada of bor. Ki ichre ish bor, the Torah says, that if a person digs a bor and it damages, you have to pay for the damages. What is a talada debar? Talada debar ma'iniyu? What's that case? Ilei ma'av yud. That the av is, if you dig, a bar that's 10 deep. V'tolada tes. And that which is not written in the Torah, which is a tolada, is that if it damages, when it's 9 tvachim deep, you're going to be chayiv. We're going to see, as we go on in the Masechta, that a person is chayiv when someone dies, when they fall into a bar, only if it's 10 tvachim deep, because that could kill. 9 tvachim could damage. Says the Gemara, that though is not correct, that the av would be yud and the talada tes. Why? Because lo tes ksivi, lo yud ksivi. Both are not written in the Torah. Says the Gemara, holo kasha, that is not entirely true. Vamesia lo amar rachmana. The Torah describes that if an animal falls into the bar, the owner of the bar, the one who dug it, has to pay for all the damages, and the carcass belongs to him. V'kimul rabbanan, and the rabbanan taught that pasuk v'amesia lo yud avdon misa tes nizakin avdi misa lo avdi. So the rabbanan understood that that pasuk is referring to yud and not tes. So therefore, the yud bar, a bar that's 10 tefachim, could be the av, and the tes could be the talada. Says the Gemara, but still that's not correct, 4 lines on the bottom. Self, ze'av l'misav, ze'av l'nezakin. That's not true because there will be two avos. One is the av of misa, that's yud tvachim, and the other is the av nezakin, which is 9 tvachim or less. Ella, says the Gemara, we need to still search for another case of toldosan lav keyotzimen. 3 lines from the bottom. Avno sakinu umaso. We're talking about a case of a knife, a rock, or a bundle, she'nichon b'rishus harabim, that a person put down in the rishus harabim, v'zikon, it damaged. Says the Gemara, hechi dami, if someone tripped over it, because there was avno sakim maso sitting in the rishus harabim, then it depends on whether the individual is mafkir. Idafkirinu, if the individual made it ownerless, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, haynu bar. We're going to explain in a moment why Rav and Shmuel are mentioned over here. But let's take it for at face value. And that is, everybody agrees that if it's hefker, then it's a bar. When the Torah says, ki yichra ish bar, it doesn't mean only a pit that was dug, but even any other obstacle that a person puts down in Rosh Hashanah is also a bar in Chayiv. Continues the Gemara on top of Gimel on the base. V'idu lo afkerinu. And if we're talking about a case where the owner did not make it hefker, and he still owns it, so then that's dependent on the machlokis, a Rav and Shmuel, that is a colossal and broad machlokis in Ezekin that reaches also to the issue of a package, a bundle, that was left in the Rosh Hasharabim and not made ownerless. Elish Shmuel, according to the position of Shmuel that we haven't explained yet, the Omar Kulam Miboro Lamadnu. Shmuel says that any hezek that's vague, that damages, has the status of bar, hainu bar. Then it falls in the category of bar. V'ila rav, damar kulam mishar lamadnu, hainu shar. So either it's bar or shar. We'll explain shortly why Rav holds that the bundle would be considered the halach of shar. And Shmuel says that's the halach of bar. But either way, says Gemara, 3 lines on the top, Maishna bar shekein tchilas asiyosai lenezek, umamaincha ushmirasai oilecha. When it comes to bar, it's originally made to damage. And like all of the other cases of Nezikin, we said that you own it. Is it interesting that the Gemara uses a lashon mamoncha, you own it, even if you dig a bar in a Rosh Hasharabin. The Achronim discuss that. Achronim give a fancy explanation. Tosis gives a simple explanation. And Tosis says, lav dafki, you have to say that the word umamoncha is superfluous. Once again, that gets involved with the question of why one has to pay for hezek. Either way, umamoncha utshmirasan alecha, that you have to guard it. Haninami, so too, these things, these avno, sakinu maso, these bundles that were put down in the Rishus HaRabim, tchilas asiyas lenezek umamoncha utshmirasan alecha. Ela tolada de bar, kibar. So it must be that we come away that a tolada of bar is like bar, and still, we haven't found Rav Papa's source. Rav and Shmuel we'll get back to later on. V'chi kama Rav Papa atolada de mave. Maybe Rav Papa was talking about mave. Okay, ma'iniu. That's the fourth, of course, in our Mishnah. Above us, nesikin hasher v'abor v'amave v'ahever. Excuse me, I said the fourth. I meant the third. The third in our Mishnah. What exactly is mave? Here we have the colossal machlokes. Ilu Shmuel d'amer mava zushen. Shmuel understands that mava refers to an animal eating. Ho kimna, so then we've already described, toldo zushen kishen. And remember what we're looking for is toldo sein lav ki yotzeben. But when it comes to a toldo zushen, we've already got through earlier today on Amud Aleph that toldo zushen is like shen. Rav disagrees about the definition of mava. Ila Rav, according to Rav, d'amer mava ze adam, that mava refers to an person that damages. When a person damages, he damages. That's the av. What's the talada? And if you're going to say av, the av is niur. When the person damages, when he is awake. Talada is yashan, when he's sleeping. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah? We'll have this later on. Chavav and Alpha, important Mishnah. That a person is chayiv, and the halacha does not differentiate. Considers him a muad right away that he has to pay nezek shalim, and does not differentiate bein er ben yashin, whether he is awake or he's sleeping. So it must be that there is no difference between when he's awake and when he's sleeping, and therefore we haven't even labeled yet what is the tolada of Adam. Ela kicho v'niyo. Now we're talking about his phlegm and his spit that damages. Heichidami iba hadi da'azli kamanski. If he spit and while the spit is going in its trajectory out of his mouth, it damages. So then, kocho have it. Then it's no different than the person himself. Ibasar denayich, if it already rested, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bar. Then everybody would agree it's bar. So we still haven't found the source of toldosein lav kayotse ben when it comes to avos nezikin. We also have not explained yet Rav and Shmuel, and that we'll see shortly also. Ela tolda de mave kimave. But rather we must conclude that the tolda of mave is like mave. V'chi kamer of papa atolda de eish. The last case of our four avos nezikin. Avos nezikin asher v'abar v'amave v'hever. Hever is referring to fire. A tolada fire. Says Gemara, tolada de eish mayniu. What is a tolada fire? Inay ma'avna sakinu maso she nichon Birosh Hagag, a fascinating case, important halachic case, in Maseches Bava Kama, and that is a person puts a bundle, a stone, a knife, or any other bundle on top of a roof. V'naflo b'ruach mitzuyah, and a normal wind comes along, is an important word. Ruach mitzuyah means a normal wind, an expected wind. V'zik on it damages. So what type of hezek is it? What category does it fall into that the individual has to pay the nizik based on what category? Everybody agrees that you're chayav, but what category is it? Heichidami, iba hadida azli kamaski. If the wind is acting upon it and it's flying through the air due to the wind, it was blown off the roof and it damages in its course of wind and gravity in the process. Hainu esh, then that's no different than esh. Maishna esh dekoach achamu uruv behen umamon chon shmas adacha. An esh has a koach acher, the wind, that is involved with it, and yet the Torah says that you're chayiv, because fire moves with a ruach mitzuyah. One might have thought that one would be potter, because it's not entirely him. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah says, no, that you're required to pay for the fire that you lit, even though it's koach acher. Hani nami, the same case in regards to Amnes Singer and Maso, koach acher murben u'shmaros analecha, elo toldo deish keish. So it must be a toldo of Eish as well, is like Eish. V'chi kamer of Papa, a toldo de regel. And Rav Papa's talking about toldo regel. Says, what? The Gemara says, what? Ho kimna toldo de regel ke regel. We got through it. Amud Aleph. That toldo regel is like regel. Ah. Says the Gemara, no. B'chetzi nezek tsroros. Chetzi nezek tsroros. The case of tsroros is pebbles that spurt out from under an animal's leg when it's walking, and it goes and it damages. Let's say the tsroros go and they break a vase. The halacha is that the owner of the animal only pays chatzin as a half of the damage. De'ilchasa gemirila. And that way, it's halacha l'moshe misinai that it's different than the regular case of regal. Normally, when the animal tramples, he pays right away nezek shalim. Tsroros is an exception. Hence, we've now found, told us in Lav Kiyotzeben, Tzchatzi Nezek Tzroros. The case of Tzroros is different than the classic case of Regel, of the Av, where you pay Nezek Sholem. But by Tzroros, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. V'amai Koreluhu Toloda de Regel. Why is it called a Toloda Regel? Is Shalem Minu Aliyah. that it's similar to regel that you have to pay from the best of the property. Rashi explains that there are two ways that we pay for damages. One way of paying for damages is the shor who damaged is sold, and once the shor is sold, then the money of the value of the shor is used to pay up. If the person cannot attain the amount of money by simply selling the shor, then the halacha splits into two different areas. When it comes to regel, since the Torah Kedoshah says meitav sadeyu, so then in such a case you pay the value of the animal that you sold, as well as mibeso, min aliyah, from the best of your property as well. However, when it comes to keren, there the pasuk says umachru es hashar achai v'chotzu es kaspoy. Then you sell the animal, and you pay from the monies that you get for the animal. If the animal does not reach the value of hezek, it's the nizik's loss. Very, very different halacha between keren and regel. Once again, regel, you would sell the animal, and if it's not enough, the animal that damaged, then you have to pay from out of your pocket. Keren, you sell the animal, and then, in the case of a tam, you pay half of the damage, and that's it. Even if the damage is more, half of the value of the animal, then it's the nizik's loss. Back into our Gemara. The Gemara says, V'amai karlo tolado de regel. The case of Chatzi Nezik Tzoras is called a tolado of regel to tell us l'shalem min aliyah. That in a case of where the damage was more than half the value of the animal that had been damaged and had been sold, then the mazik has to pay out of his pocket, like regel, hence it's a tolada regel, and different than keren, where you only pay migufa, from the value of the animal that damaged itself. Says Gemara V'Ami, boy, Rava, you're making an assumption here. This was a fascinating shaila of Rava and Yuchesam and Alf. The boy Rava, chetzi nezik tzoris migufa mishalim, o min aliyah mishalim. Rava had a question. Says the Gemara, the Rava mi boile. It's true on Yud Chesam and Alf. We're going to get that. That's Rava's shaila. But the Rav Papa pshitale. To Rav Papa, it was obvious that the halacha would be that chetzi nezek tsroros is like regel, and you pay min ha'aliyah. So on the one hand, it's a tolada of regel because you pay min ha'aliyah. On the other hand, it's told to say in lav kiyotzi ben because you pay chetzi nezek when it comes to tsroros. The Gemara points out that for Rava, it was a shaila. To Rav Papa, all the details here were obvious. The Rava mi boile, the Rav Papa pshitale, the Rava mi boile, but according to Rava, who wasn't sure, so now how are we going to answer the question of chetzi nezek tsroros being a tolada of regel? If you don't pay min aliyah, why do we consider tsroros connected to regel at all? Amai karle tolada de regel, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Lepotro Berushus Harab. It has something in common with regel, it's considered a tolada of regel, because just like regel, that if the damage takes place in the Rishus Harab, if I leave my tomatoes out in the Rishus Harab, and your animal comes and tramples on it, then you are potter, ostensibly because why did I leave my tomatoes in the Rishus Harab? Your animal has all the right to walk in the Rishus Harab. So then in such a case, by regel you're potter, so too by tsroros, you're also potter. So both according to Rava, as well as Rav Papa, chetzi nezek tsroros is a tolada of regel. You only pay chetzi nezek, and therefore it's tolada, say in lav keyotze behen. And there's an independent debate between Rava and Rav Papa, if it's obvious that tsroros pays min aliyah or only migufo. Rava was mesupik, to Rav Papa, it was obvious. We mentioned that we're going to get to the colossal machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, how we read the Torah, how we read the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Hamava v'Hever, that the last two avos nezikin are Mava and Hever. We're going to focus on Mava. My Mava. What is Mava? Rava Omer Mava is a Odom. Rava understood that understood that the Mishnah is talking about a human that damages, Ushmuel Amar Mavez Hashem. Each one of them are arguing about how to define a pasuk. Rav Amar Mavez Adam Dichsiv, when we use the expression of Mave, in the Torah, it's referring to a human being. Pasuk Yishayo Chafal says, Amar Shaymer Asa Boyki V'Gamlaya Im Tavoyun Boyu. There the pasuk is describing a nevuah about the pain that Edom has given to us, and that has been extremely painful. The oppressors, Nazi Germany, and others, and Rome. And it describes that there is night, the painful night, darkness, and pain that will come, along with mourning. And Asa Voker V'Gam Laila, the Shomer calls out, Im Tavoyu Boyum, literally, Im Tavoyu Boyum means, if you want, Bo'u, is to want, to desire, and the Pasuk concludes, Shuvu Esayu, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Golios of Laila says to us, Im Tavoyu Boyu, if you want Shuvu, you should come back. Now, of course, clearly that Pasuk is talking about a human being. So we see that when we refer to him to Boyu and Boyu, we're referring to humans. And so Mave is referring to humans. Some add beautifully, I don't know who I heard this from, but it's a beautiful yisod, I believe I heard from my great Rabbeim, that Im Tabayu and Boyu captures the essence of a human being because it's bechira, it's choice. And the essence of a human being is his ability to choose to do tshuva or chas v'chalil, the opposite. Hence, if there's one word that captures a human being, it's mave. That's the opinion of Rav. Ushmuel Amar Mave Zeh Hashem, Shmuel has another pasuk in Avadia. Eich nechbesu Esav nivu matzpunav. There, of course, it's describing Esav, and the pasuk refers to the following. Here we're going to follow the targum as the Gemara introduces it. My mashma kid mitargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was mitargim this line in the pasuk in the following way. Ichtin is balesh Esav is galyon matmirohi. That the enemies of Esav will search all of his hidden places and reveal all of his treasures that he's hidden away. So the Lashon Niv'o Matzpunav, that's the critical part over here, is they will reveal that which is hidden. So the word Mave refers to reveal something. What's revealed? What's revealed, as we mentioned earlier on the topic Gimel Amid Aleph, is the tooth that's sometimes hidden and sometimes revealed. Hence we have a machlokas of how to define the term mave. V'rav my time alo amr kishmuel, why did Rav not learn like Shmuel? Amr l'chamiktani nive. Rav suggests that it doesn't simply mean the tooth that's revealed, because then it would have used the word nive, which is more passive, that the tooth becomes revealed. And the word mave, as opposed to nive, is that it causes, it's causative, which it means a person that causes damage. But if as we are saying, based on the pasuk in Avadia, it is referred to something that is revealed, so then it would not use the word nive, and not use the word mave, it would use the word nive. Ushmuel my time alomer karav, why does Shmuel assume that it is the shein and not a human being? Amelcha miktani bo'e. He claims that the expression of mave would be used in terms of bo'e. Why? Because the source was the essence of man as being a boyu. So if it's boyu, it shouldn't be mave, but one who chooses a bo'e. Michti kroy lo kemar daiki velo kemar daiki. So at the end of the day, neither pasuk is muchrach. So Rav my time alo amar kishmuel. Why did Rav not learn like Shmuel? Here the Gemara gives us an important punchline. Tana shar v'chol mili d'shar. That Shmuel's explanation that Mave is referring to Shein doesn't sit well with Rav, because Rav says we already spoke about shar, and shar includes everything. What's Shmuel going to say that? Ushmuel nami atani l'shar. Amar Rav Yehuda. Tana shar l'karnoi u'mave l'shinoi. One, you have shar referring to Karen, and the other is mave that's referring to Shein. And it fits well, defends Rev Yehuda, according to Shmuel, that there are two fundamentally different avos. Karen doesn't have any hana. The animal doesn't derive benefit from goring. Its nature might be to gore, but it doesn't derive benefit. When it eats, it derives benefit. Period. So this is the defense that Rav Yehuda gives for Shmuel, that Shmuel says it's not difficult to say that the Mishnah would want to separate Shar and Shane, and therefore Shar is referring to Karen, and Shane is referring to, and Mav, excuse me, is referring to Shane. We're going to, of course, stop the daf over here. Be'ezer Hashem, we learned in our Halakha daf today on daf Gimel, that ultimately, Toldoseyen are Kayotze Ben, in, I would call it, 99% of the cases of, maybe 97, however you draw it out, because remember, Tsroros is not a common case at all. 97% of the cases there, the Toldoseyen are Kayotze Ben, when it comes to Avos Nezikin. The one exception is Chatzi Nezek Tsroros, that when an animal damages with pebbles shooting out from its legs, so then in such a case, it's Chatzi Nezek. Gemara later on will tell us that that's not normal, and that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that you're Chayiv in the first place. That will be in the second parak. We'll have the sugya of Tsroros. That's example, Toldoseyen Lav Kayotze Ben, but in almost all other cases, we say Toldoseyen are Kayotze Ben. The Gemara told us along the way in examining the Toldos of Regal, Toldos of Shein, the Toldos of Eish, taught us some halachas. For example, the Gemara taught us 8 lines on the top of Gimel Medav that Shein is chayiv whether the animal ate the entire produce and destroyed it all or did not. Same applies in regards to Regal. The Gemara says that there are times that we equate the halachos of Shein v'Regal. The Gemara also taught us that your chayiv for both Shane and Regal, whether you sent the animal or the animal went memela, could very well be, as we taught from Reb Chaim, that the source of the Iser Hezek is Velo Yishmerenu Balav, that the Torah says that you have to watch your animal. So therefore, there is no difference between whether you send the animal or the animal goes on its own. We saw that the Toloda of Shane is, it's Nischacha Bakosel, when it rubs against the wall, and Tinfa Peros. We also saw that there is a difference in Hilchos Bar. Even though Toldos Bar are Kayotze Ben, nevertheless, when it comes to a bar that is of 10 Tvachim Yerchayev for Misa, 9 is for only for Hezek. Nevertheless, those are two different Avos. One is an Av for Nezikin, the other is an Av for Misa. Amno Sekino Masoi, the Gemara points out, is dependent on a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel if you weren't mafgirit, which the Gemara will explain later on exactly how it's dependent on the machlokas and Rav and Shmuel. That we have not yet revealed in today's daf, and Mirtzah Hashem down the line we will have that. That's a case of where the Avno Sekinu Masoi are already sitting on the ground. In such a case that, according to Shmuel, it's a halacha of bor, while according to Rav, it's considered one's shor. Ultimately, also we saw that Adam is muad la'olam, and is chayim in all instances, whether he's awake or he's sleeping. And the if mave is Adam, like the opinion of Rav, so then also Toldoseyen are Kayotze Bohen. Finally, we said, what's behind this machlokis between Rav and Shmuel? Without all of the nafkaminos, we began to understand what is this machlokis. And that revolves around the word mave. On the one hand, the Pasuk Yeshayo says him to boyun boyun, and Rav says that refers to man's bechira, therefore the essence of mave is Adam, while Shmuel says that we have the Pasuk in regards to Aso Navo Bitzvon of referring to revealing something, and that's a reference to the tooth that we saw that at times is revealed, is times, at times it is not. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Bava Kama.